This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recap of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The latest transcripts from closed-door meetings feature vivid testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and former Trump-Russia advisor Fiona Hill. Both express concerns about administration efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. They're describing one meeting where Ambassador Gordon Sondland told Ukrainians they'd need to launch the investigations if they wanted a meeting with President Trump. Vindman says the rough transcript of the president's July call with Ukraine's president at the heart of the impeachment probe was edited to remove a reference of the energy company with ties to Hunter Biden. This morning, the president dismissed the testimony so far, saying he's seen nothing that hurts him.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim the United States and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Speaking outside the White House Friday, the president said that China would like to have a rollback of tariffs, but he has not agreed.
But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
Trump's remarks suggest that much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end the bitter trade war that has hurt both economies. China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday the world's two largest economies had agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that each side imposed on the other's goods during the current trade war. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.